Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, May 10th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with TNA Impact broadcast last night on Access TV featuring matches taped on Saturday at the Albany Armory in Albany, New York. In the main event, the team of Speedball Mike Bailey and Trent Seven defeated Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Per a match stipulation, Bailey and Seven are now scheduled to face each other to determine the number one contender to the X Division title held by Mustafa Ali, who was calling the match at ringside. In the opening segment, the system attacked Matt Hardy during a promo until Nick Nemeth stormed the ring with a kendo stick to make the save. In other results, Jonathan Gresham beat Will Ferreira, AJ Francis and Rich Swann defeated the FBI, and the Rascals beat Diener and Jake Something in a tornado match. Steve Macklin attacked the Rascals after the bout. Ring of Honor streamed last night on Honor Club featuring matches taped on April 27th at Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida. In the main event, the Spanish Announce Project defeated Griff Garrison and Cole Carter. ROH Women's World TV Champion Billy Starks beat Dreamgirl Ellie in a non-title Proving Ground match. In a six-woman tag team match, Diamante, Mercedes Martinez, and Taya Valkyrie topped Abaddon, Lady Frost, and Layla Hirsch. In other selected results, Kira Hogan went over Ashley Dumbois, Anthony Ogogo beat Zicky Dice, and Chosen defeated John Cruz. In other ROH news, an abusive fan was ejected from the most recent set of ROH tapings, which took place Wednesday night at Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, according to Mike Johnson. During Sky Blue's match with Rachel Elring, a fan sitting in the front row was alleged to have made sexually harassing comments towards Blue, which prompted her to confront the fan when the match spilled to the outside. The confrontation led referee Aubrey Edwards to call for security, and the fan was promptly escorted out along with a small child that accompanied him. The alleged behavior was in violation of fan policy shared before the start of all AEW events, which prohibit verbally abusive behavior towards performers or other fans. In ratings news, AEW Dynamite brought in 711,000 viewers to TBS Wednesday night, according to WrestleNomics. That's an increase from last week's audience of 703,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was even with last week at 0.24. In injury news, Wheeler Yuta's absence from AEW television as of late is due to concussion symptoms, which he has been dealing with for several months, according to Fightful Select. It was reportedly first thought that Yuta wouldn't have to miss much time as a result of the concussion, but that has not been the case. Yuta last wrestled on January 10th when he lost to then-ROH World Champion Eddie Kingston. In legal news, former WWE Tough Enough contestant and developmental wrestler Daniel Rodimer pleaded not guilty in a Las Vegas court on Wednesday to charges of murder in connection with the death of 47-year-old Christopher Tapp. Tapp died at the hospital following a hotel fight last October. Rodimer turned himself in to Clark County Police on March 7th after a warrant was issued for his arrest in the connection with the incident. Rodimer's attorney, David Chesnoff, stated during the pretrial hearing that his client, quote, vigorously denies any responsibility for the allegations, end quote. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.